Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 12th, 2016. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. As I was reading the lessons given to us by the daily office this morning, I was both gratified, encouraged, and challenged as I read these words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I'll tell you, it gets harder and harder to think about things that are worthy, at least for me, particularly in a 24/7 media cycle, which some would say is a 24/7 media circus. I don't know about you, but in all of my social media feeds, I've seen the emotion, the anger, the divisiveness, the vitriol, the hatefulness just seem to expand exponentially, and particularly whenever we're in an election cycle. As I read these words from Paul today, I began to think about a version of a Lenten fast. I had already decided some of the things that I was going to fast from for this season of Lent. But as I read these words, it occurred to me that one other place I can bring a little peacefulness into my soul is to disconnect from some of the constant stuff that floats through the media and floats into my head. No, I'm not going to try and live the life of a person in a cloister. I'm not going to go off of social media. I'm not going to cease reading the headlines in the news or even watching the news or listening to my favorite NPR program. But I think for the remainder of this season, I will be a bit more intentional. I think I'm going to disconnect for at least an hour a day. And I'm not just simply talking about all of the media. Maybe I will simply disconnect from all of the input. Maybe spend an hour in silence. Maybe an hour looking at a favorite icon. Maybe an hour listening to the sound of the wind, or when spring really finally gets here, the sound of a bird. I need some more positive inputs in my life. And along with that, I think it's important for me to become a bit more attentive to the outputs that I'm putting into the world. When you swim in the vitriol and the cynicism and the sarcasm, and it washes over you every time you open a social media feed or turn on the television or the radio, it's easy for that same sort of stuff to start coming out. I understand that programmers have a saying about computers, garbage in, garbage out. Maybe some of my output would be a little less edgy and a little more cheerful if I paid more attention to the input, if I paid attention to the things I am thinking on. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, Paul writes, think on these things. Lent is a good time, for me anyway, to reorient the things I am thinking on, the things I am thinking about, and the things I allow to captivate my thinking. What about you? What might be a strategy for you to bring more excellence into your thinking and a little less of the thinking that seems to be floating around in our world these days? Seems like a worthy question to consider now that we're only 3 days into this holy season. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord God, to all who have been baptized into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, that as we have put away the old life of sin, so we may be renewed in the spirit of our minds and live in righteousness and true holiness, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.